America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are 3. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk, the official OPT network. CJ in the Boom Boom Room, along with KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners of the Susan G. Komen 2013 Race for the Cure. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements,
Applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simla Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simla Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas, get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker the King of Swing and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point.
Yeah.
This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Wind Down Wednesday. And for all of those people that are headed out for work and school this morning, if you have not ventured out, let me just say it is absolutely foggy. Now, sometimes it's foggy just on the interstate and the highways, and as you get to town, the fog lifts. Well, this morning it was foggy from start to finish. And, you know, every single morning we like to remind you about taking your time, giving yourself enough time to get there safely. Well, this morning, it's paramount. It is absolutely critical because it is thick fog, and it is from start to finish on the interstates and on the highways and even as you get into town. And you know, every morning we remind you about school buses, school kids, and school zones. Well, this morning, it is even more critical because what the fog does, experts say, is it changes our depth perception. So in other words, you see those rear lights and your perception of how far away they are is skewed. So now what you've got to do is you've got to give yourself enough time to slow down, to make sure that you are not confused by what you see and what you think you see. So as you're traveling in this morning, please be mindful about those people that, yes, are exercising or are walking on the roads, kids that are standing at bus stops waiting for the school bus, and people that are just trying to get there. Also, make sure that you slow through those school zones. Remember, they're in effect until 9 a.m. Help our crossing guards. Gosh, help our school bus drivers. Listen, today is the day you really have to watch for those flashing lights. Make sure that you're giving the bus driver enough room to stop in plenty of time. So this morning, we want you to be extra, extra, extra careful. Make sure that you stay off of mobile devices, especially on mornings like this. And those people that are traveling through the traffic circle, another big hindrance, slow down. And what the expert said in an article that I was reading about fog is that most people take too many risks in fog, and that's where the accidents occur. Because those risks that you could take normally on a clear morning, you're trying to take those risks on a foggy morning, and the perception, once again, is skewed. So this morning, please slow down, give yourself enough time. It is critically important. Also want to remind you that if you want to connect with the OPT network, you know the Pink Party is all a buzz. Make sure that you connect with us at our offices at 3717 Government Street, suite number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. Lots of people are coming by the office to get registered for the race. We'll help you. We'll do it right in our office, or you can go to www.komenacadianadc.org.
Yes, and we just want to thank Betty and Terry Brathwaite. They came by
Absolutely.
The office yesterday. We helped to sign them up. It's not a problem at all. It takes a few minutes. And, you know, just come on in. And also, y'all need to get those Pink Party tickets. They're going fast.
Mm-hmm. It promises to be a great event. What'd you say?
It's going to be hot.
It is going to be hot. So, y'all, you know, this is October. It's just kicked in. It's the second. We're going to be talking a lot about breast cancer. This morning is no different. And we want to remind you that if your group or organization is doing something that you guys really want to expose, you want people to know that you are the change that you want to see in your community, connect with us either at our website at www.onpointcxmas.com or simply phone us 318-445-5658. We'd love to hear about it. We want to help you to promote it. It is something that we all need to get involved with. Hey, everybody, it's 7:42. You're on point. We're going to take a break here, but we're going to tell you what's on point right after this. Stay with us, everybody. Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Wind Down Wednesday, and if your morning is underway, it's 7:49 a.m. Central Standard, 8:49 Eastern for all the people that are on Eastern Time this morning. Welcome to you, to the OPT Network. It's, oh, God, it's so foggy outside. I want to make sure that everybody slows down. Make sure you give yourself enough time to get there. Clarissa, if you're on your way, sister, take your time. We will be here. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Share today and shape tomorrow.
Here's how you do it. All you've got to do is phone 318-484-2260 and just say, you know what? I'd love to help a young person. If you're a senior and you're 55 years old or older, and you're looking just for some extra things to do and some extra money, well, all of that is rolled up into one, and none of the money that you get from this program will affect any of your income. Once again, all you've got to do is phone 318-484-2260. Also, our partners and friends at Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, hit their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. And First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Now, you know, we always like to let you know what's going on in and around Central Louisiana. And this morning, On Point, we're talking to the executive director of the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, one of our favorite people, Mr. Wilbert Carmouche, trying to find out what is happening, Wilbert, in the parish.
Plenty. It's like, you know, it's October month.
I know.
Oktoberfest, pink October month. So we're chock Wilbert full
came,
of things.
Wilbert came prepared in his pink this morning. He is all ready for Breast Cancer Awareness Month and everything else. And I know that, you know, if it is happening, it's happening in Avoyelles Parish.
Well, we make it happen also.
Absolutely, you do.
Carlette, our first event is, in fact, this Thursday evening, a wonderful event. You know, we always do first Thursdays on the square in downtown.
And how has that been, Wilbert?
That has been very, very good. We're on a wonderful ride with that. A lot of people coming, and it's becoming the tourism event that we want to for once a month. Last month I was there and talked with people from Alexandria that drove in for that, people from Lafayette that drove in for that event.
And what a great networking opportunity
Absolutely.
That is for people.
Absolutely. The different little boutique shops and the shops around the square stay open, and you can, you know, shop a vintage children's clothing shop, you know, a floral and apparel shop. Indigo is a wonderful shop as well, with just all of these different gift items and, you know, just different things to purchase.
And what I thought was great about it is it gives people a look at downtown Marksville that a lot of people never really get
Absolutely,
to see.
Courthouse setting is really a beautiful setting right down, and just as, you know, many other places in, you know, down home America. But I think we've matched our part in being with the others. So this month, what we the Arts Council has partnered with First Thursday on the Square, and what we're doing is we've set up an art exhibit. We call it Art in the Rafters, and that is going to be at Bailey's on the Square.
Okay.
And what we've literally done is we have set up, at last count Monday when I was there, there were 11 artists participating.
Wow. Uh-huh.
So in different mediums, it's from photography to sculpture to the to paintings. And so it's just wonderful stuff that we're going to have. And it's basically on the second floor of Bailey's. So, it's just going to be inconvenient for stare-impaired people.
And so tell people about Bailey's for those people that may not be familiar.
Bailey's was one of the first movie theaters that we had on the square. So it's been renovated, and now it's become like an evening hangout. You know, you can go for wine down Wednesdays, Thursdays. You know, you just, you know, that type of view. It's a lounge in the evening, opens at 5. You can drop in the afternoon if you've got someone you want to entertain for a few minutes, or just have a cocktail or a non-alcoholic beverage. But it's just a wonderful setting. It's a good place, like you say. You use the word networking, and I think that is perfect. So that's what's going to happen on this Thursday, Art in the Rafters. You come in, and there's going to be a complimentary wine and cheese. You can go through the artwork. Some will be offered for sale. But the main point that I'm trying to talk about today is you can become a member of the Avoyelles Arts Council.
All right. And how do people do it?
And we're going to be ready to set up, because the whole event, the arts event, is going to be worked by the Arts Council board. We're all going to have name tags. You'll know who we are. We're all dressing basically in the same color. So you'll know.
What color are you going to be in?
We're going to be in black this time. Because everybody else dresses in different colors. So we're just going to start with a standard black.
Black and black is going to be your attire.
Absolutely. So so we'll have name tags, and you can ask us how to become a member of the arts. It's very, very reasonable. The memberships are very reasonable. You get a lot of perks with that throughout the year.
And, you know, we talk about the arts, and the arts is always the first thing that's cut anywhere. Talk about why it's so important for people to really get involved in the arts.
Well, it rounds you out. It rounds out children. It rounds out adults. It just brings you, it just fills your cultural need that everybody just needs to be exposed to in a lifetime. And, you know, some things are not even perceived as art, you know, but I mean, you just walk in there, you talk to these people and they'll tell you what it is that we do. I mean, we just don't end up with an art show, you know, because like you said, arts are always cut. We're in there with the schools, you know. In fact, I just worked with the school board yesterday and we're going to do something as simple as a color sheet for Halloween. And we're going to do that this month in all of the schools. One of the grades, K through 2, is what we're talking about. We're going to have this little contest just for the kids, just to bring an awareness of the arts and start it young.
And how excited are you personally about that, Wilbur? Because a lot of people who know that you're, I mean, you are artsy. I mean, you are a creator.
I've been on the Arts Council in Evolves for, I guess, now like 30 years.
You know? Wow.
It's just it's a wonderful group of people. It's taken on a new turn, which I'm very happy about, because now it's not just us old fogies anymore. You know, the younger people are stepping up and, you know, we're relinquishing our offices and giving it to them, you know, and
passing the torch, so to speak.
Passing it on, just staying as an advisory board, and just, you know, if they need our advice, they ask. If they don't, because, you know, young people have so many wonderful ideas now.
Absolutely. And the next generation is getting bigger and they're getting better. And so, you know, we've got to cultivate that.
And some of these, I call them kids because of my age, you know, they're staying closer to home.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody, let's take a break here. But when we come back, we'll tell you what else you can expect that's happening down in Avoyelles Parish with the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay on point, everybody. We're back after this. Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offer and discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Brayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Brayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Brayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. You know what? The week is winding down. We're having such a great time. But this is what I want you guys to do. I want you to slow down. I want to make sure that you give yourself enough time to get there safely. And even on this morning, if you have to be a little bit late, it could be okay, simply because it is so foggy. But let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. Also, our friends at McDonald's of Alexandria and the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. And speaking of the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, we're joined by our good friend, Wilbert Carmouche. He is the Executive Director of the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. And we always love, Wilbert, to hear about what's going on in Avoyelles Parish. And you know what I'm so happy about? The growth that we're seeing in Avoyelles Parish.
Absolutely, and it's a good growth.
It is a good growth.
You know, we're having good growing pains.
And it's still very wholesome.
Very wholesome, very, you know, a lot of good content. Which is sort of like, you know, as much as sometimes we are in our fast-paced world, you can always kick back and slow down. And it's nice to be able to, you know, pick up the phone and call people such as yourselves, you know, and just say, hey, I need a little help.
Absolutely.
You know, and, you know, those things still work. And that's what I love about small-town America.
For sure.
And
I love the fact that the commission is always doing, you know, you guys really go out of your way to make sure that there's some great activities and events happening down in Avoyelles Parish.
Absolutely. And the next activity I want to talk to you about is our answer to the breast cancer awareness.
Mm-hmm. You know, I love it. Mm-hmm.
You were talking pink this morning, and I think I'm going to be followed by probably talking pink, and even DC's in pink, you know, and myself, you know. So it's like a pink world this morning. But, you know, for the fifth year now, we have done our Avoyelles cookbook and arts manifest the second Saturday of October, and that is, again, October 12th. And we're doing that from 9 to noon. And it's an opportunity, and we created this little festival to help the nonprofit organizations in and around Avoyelles Parish, Central Louisiana. So your listening audience, they're eligible for this as well.
And you know what? That's going to be a great thing for all of those people who say, I love to collect cookbooks.
I love to collect cookbooks. We hear that all of the time, so that's why we did this. And it's really a very simple little festival. It's free admission. It's just 3 hours. But you just do a lot of visiting while you're there. What we do is for $25, and that it really it just all that does is offset the cost of us, you know, getting someone to bring in the tables, bring in the chairs, you know, that type
of stuff. You're going to have food there.
Absolutely. So the nonprofit organization or church organization or basically in any organization that wants to come in, we just ask that everything be handmade or homegrown, nothing commercial,
right.
No commercial products to be sold, because it's, you know, we just want that feel of that little fest. So you come there with your cookbook, put it on a table. We just ask that you cook one sample, one recipe from the cookbook and give it away as food samples.
Wow.
Then whoever buys your cookbooks, if you have one cookbook that you sell, if you have 10, if you have 50 that you sell, all of your proceeds, 100%, are for you. And that becomes your fundraiser.
Wow. And you know what I loved about this the most is that it had that feel of homegrown.
Absolutely.
And this is when Mrs. Obama was on our show. This is what she was talking about, really people getting more into gardening, fresh fruits, fresh vegetables. And now people have an opportunity to showcase this. And every woman that I have spoken to is challenged by what to cook.
Absolutely.
So now here is an opportunity for you to go out and see what others are doing and get some,
what,
you know, get some great ideas.
And perfect segue when you said homegrown. I found a sweet potato vendor that is going to be there. You know, right now it's the perfect commodity.
Absolutely.
You know? So they're going to be there at the little farmers market section, and I'm trying to work with a gardener too that may be there that day with fresh vegetables.
Wow.
The crop that is in right now. But in addition to the Cookbook Festival, which we've put a pink twist on it this year, in fact, our T-shirts that we're going to sell this year, for the past 5 years, they have been like a checkered red and white napkin type thing. But we're going to the hot pink and white for this year.
Is it
going to
be gingham, like checks?
It's a gray T-shirt, and it's got like a plate on there, knife and fork. And it's just really a cute little T-shirt. But that was like it was on like a placemat that was gingham check in red and white. But this year we're doing the pink and white just in support of breast cancer awareness. But we're adding in a pink bandana walk to this.
All right.
A different component. And that is that is very simple. It's walk-in registration only. We're doing from 7 to 8 o'clock. You walk in, give us $10 because it's all going to go back to breast cancer awareness. All of the proceeds from this. And we're going to give you a pink bandana, and you wait, and the mayor of Mansoura will lead the walk, and you'll have an option of a 1 mile or 2 mile walk during that morning, starting at 8 o'clock. And by the time you come back, Cookbook Festival is in full swing.
And so you get, after you walk, then you'll get an opportunity to go out and taste some of the wares there.
Absolutely.
Or some of the goods.
We'll have the Boy Scouts there selling water or lemonade. We have water stands along the route. So it'll just be a wonderful event. And all of the proceeds will be turned over to the Pink October function that's going to take place on October 24th that is sponsored by Evolves Hospital.
And that's always a big event as well.
Absolutely. Lots of vendors there, lots of tickets being sold, I think in the quantities of 500 or plus tickets that are going to be sold to this event. So we're going to turn in all of our proceeds. And we have one more thing that we're going to do, and it's all in the same time. And really, all of this is in the month of October. We have decorated our doors at our office, and you've been to our office.
Absolutely.
Between the tourism office, Southern University Center, the FFA, state FFA office is there, and LSU Ag Center. We've decorated the doors, and you come in there and you vote with people's choice.
Well, Wilbert, that's going to be an unfair advantage because you are a florist and deal in decor, so you're probably going to win hands down.
Oh, you would be so surprised at the other doors as well.
I'm going to have to come.
And mine has been done by someone else. So.
Oh, okay. So you took yourself out of
sort of,
so to speak.
I threw out the idea, and my God, when it came back to me, and it's like,
did you help?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No, I didn't. All right. I play fair, Corlette.
All right. Okay. I'm gonna have to come see those doors. And so, tell us what else is going on down in the parish.
Down in the parish, we also we threw out Pink October night.
Right.
That's on October 24th. Those tickets are on sale right now. Call Evolves Hospital.
How much are those tickets? Do you know?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so for more information about that, call the Evolves
Hospital, 318-253-8611.
All right.
And a couple of more events that we're going to have are over at the Marksville State Historic Site And those are based on Native American culture.
Okay.
The first event is American Indians and their worship, and that's October 12th at 10 in the morning and 11:30. And then the Prehistoric Mounds tour over again at the Marshall Historic Site on October 26th, 10 a.m. and at noon. Reservations are encouraged. I've left the number here with you.
Okay.
But I will give it out. That's 888-253-8954 for only $4. You can learn about the Native American culture in those two disciplines. $4 for adults, but if you're under 13 and over 62, I see that a great pairing for grandparents with bringing the grandchildren.
Absolutely.
Because that's free of charge.
Absolutely.
If you're under 13 or over 62, it's free.
Absolutely. And we want to encourage people to come out, first of all, for that Pink October event. October the 12th, the Pink Bandana Walk. It's going to be a great opportunity to just really get out there and get a little bit of exercise, walk for breast cancer, and then taste some great food that's all going to be fresh.
Taste some great food that all will be fresh, and you have the opportunity to buy the cookbook and get that recipe for what was provided.
Absolutely. Wilbur, give people the website and then the number that they can connect.
We're at travelofoils.com, and of course you can call me because you can tell I love to talk, 800-833-4195, but our website is travelofoils.com.
All right. Wilbur Carmouche, as always, it's a great pleasure, always great fun, great food, great friendliness down in Avoyelles Parish. This has been the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism's agenda for the month of October.
Yes, merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup. All right. Hey, everybody, you're on point. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with more right after this. Stay with us.
You want to get out? What you going to do? You want to get out? Tell me.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker the King of Swing and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for The Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improved sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Let me tell you something. There is nothing like multitasking. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, Get Wired Satellites. If you, DC is, I'm going to tell you, he is a bull in the china shop. If you hear something falling, it's because he's moving around and he's just unaware of how clumsy he can be. But anyway, Get Wired Satellites. If you're looking for the best channels, the best savings, plus HD for life, here's the number to phone. And not to mention the best wiring, 318-767-2220. We remind you that Amerigroup Real Solutions is the real solution to your family's health care. And then get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. For more information, her number is 318-487-1881. Now, before we switch gears, I want to tell you that Wilbert forgot to tell us about the Festival of Quilts. Yes, so if you're a quilter and you love quilts, this is a great opportunity. It's going to be happening at Cottonport Museum, October 5th and 6th. There's going to be over 100 quilts, and I don't know about you, but I love quilts. So if you're a quilter and you want to go out and look at some beautiful quilts, and even they're going to have some quilts for sale, the admission is only going to be $3, so this is a great opportunity. Then you can phone for more information, the Cottonport Museum at 318-876-3517. And that's the quilt, the Festival of Quilts, more than 100 quilts, plus they'll have some for sale, only $3. Another great opportunity to go out and get involved. Now, you guys know that today, of course, is the second. We have just literally kicked off Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so what we want to do is we want to encourage all of those people that are having events that you want to talk about, that you want to share with the community, reach out to us. Go to our website. It's really, really simple, www.onpointcxmas.com, or simply phone us at 318-445-5658, just like our next guest did. Well, who am I talking about? I'm talking about the great folks at Outpatient Medical Centers. Yes, you may or may not have heard of them, but let me tell you what they do. Their mission is really to provide comprehensive, affordable, quality primary health care. They educate the community, and one of the things that they are doing is that they have reached out in their community and they're having an event that is surrounding breast cancer. It is their first breast cancer awareness gala, and here to talk about that this morning is Dr. Joanne Walker, who is the medical director of Outpatient Medical Centers, and Miss Clarissa Brown Smith, who is the chief financial officer. She's taking care of the money. Ladies, good morning and welcome to your first time to the OPT Network.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. We're super excited. Thank you guys for reaching out to us. You know, we're all about informing our community, educating our community. And really, what you guys are doing is trying to prevent things that happen before they do. And Clarissa, I know that this was your baby. Let's talk about why you decided that this would be a great thing for outpatient medical centers to get involved in.
Like you said before, we do offer primary care and preventive care, and that goes along with breast cancer, just trying to make women aware of the early warning signs. Mm-hmm. But as we all know, certain events in our life kind of hit us home, and one event did this for me, and that's why I pushed so hard for breast cancer.
What event did that for you?
I was actually a basketball player up under Janice Joseph Richard's time at Louisiana College, and as we all know, especially in Alexandria, Louisiana, she died from breast cancer, and she was very dear to me, impacted my life tremendously, and very influential in my progress as a growing adult. So when she passed from that, and just being able to experience time with her, she always instilled community service in us. So understanding her battle and what she went through helped me push forward in this cause, which is breast cancer. So that's why this is very dear to my heart and something that I really want to just dive right into and just raise as much money as we can possibly raise for this cause.
Absolutely. That's amazing. And Dr. Walker, for you, I know that you've been in the healthcare business for a long time. Let's talk about how important it is for women. And not just, we talk about African-American, we know that 1 in 8 women in their lifetime will be affected by breast cancer. And this is what I want people to understand, because there's so much misinformation. I heard somebody say, well, you know, once black women get it, that's it. Not true. What's happening is that black women are not getting their screenings. And when they're not detected early, that's when we have issues. Let's talk about how important it is for people, all women, to get screened.
Exactly. And, you know, that's one of our missions in our breast cancer awareness message. It's a fourfold mission. We want women to know their risk, know what's normal for themselves, to get screened and make healthy life changes and life choices. I'll start with a few statistics. You mentioned 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer in their lifetime. Breast cancer is the second most common cause of cancer in women in the United States, only after skin cancer.
Absolutely.
It's the second most common cause of cancer death in women after lung cancer in the United States. And in this year alone, over 39,000 women are expected to die alone from breast cancer. It's predicted that there will be over 232,000 new cases of invasive breast cancer this year alone in women,
And let me stop you right there, because that's huge. And every year, those numbers never really seem to change. And so when we talk about that, that's why it's so critically important for people who are reaching out, not just this month, but every month, to talk about how vitally important it is for women to get screened and understand what the issues are early. And when we find out early, then our chances, and I said it yesterday, to strive and thrive are so much greater. And one of the things, Clarissa, you were talking about Janice Joseph Richard, one of the things that she preached before she died was she did get screened, but she waited. She waited, and we know that that could have affected, Dr. Walker, you know, her chances.
Exactly.
And so how do we want to, how do we, and I ask everybody this question, how do we get out of the fear and encourage women to come out to places like outpatient medical centers, because they're beautiful facilities throughout the state, really. How do we do that?
Well, you know, despite those statistics that are so alarming, Colette, I want to let everybody know there is some great news. And that great news is that there is greater than 2.8 million survivors of
Absolutely.
Breast cancer today. And we have seen decreases
mm-hmm.
in the cases or death rates due to breast cancer. And those decreases are a result of early detection. Mm-hmm. And the early detection is through screening and increased awareness, which is what we're promoting.
Mm-hmm. And so this event, you guys got together as a team, and I know that Ms. Tamara Johnson, we're giving her a shout out. She's the CEO at Outpatient Medical Centers. Tamara, good morning. We miss you guys. And Ms. Doris Kaczynski, she is an LCSW at the centers. And there's so many great women out there that you guys have come together. And talk about what that was like, Clarissa, that you guys came together and said, you know what, we're going to go even outside of what we do ordinarily, and we're going to go even bigger. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break here, but we're going to talk about how outpatient medical centers is getting really, really big. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this. Louisiana, the town of Taneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Taneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Taneyville Founders Day Festival.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offer and discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. I'll tell you one thing, the morning flies by so quickly. It's already 33 minutes after 8 o'clock Central Standard, 9:33 Eastern. And this segment is sponsored by Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, well, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Y'all, don't forget about McDonald's in Pineville. Listen, if you're traveling in for lunch or breakfast or even dinner, they've got pink ribbons. We're pinking out the McDonald's in Pineville. They're only a dollar. All of the proceeds go to helping breast cancer awareness. 75% of all of the money that we raise stays right here in our great city. Also, remember, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, don't forget the balloon launch happening October 4th at 12 noon. Y'all, if you've never been to one, it is absolutely amazing. And don't forget about those free mammograms. All you've got to do is phone Diane Kitts, her number 318-483-4026. Diane Kitts is the contact person, and she'll be happy to help you. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Listen, any of the three locations, all you've got to do is go in and ask how you can help. We've got the pink pens, we've got ribbons, we've got decals, we've got everything and every way that you can be an impact and make a difference in your community. Also, the same is true at Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, stop in, make a donation. I'm telling you, we're asking you to get big this year. We're asking you to do something. Give a donation. 75% of the proceeds stays right here in our community. Now, this morning on Point, we're joined by the lovely ladies from Outpatient Medical Centers, Dr. Joanne Walker, who is the medical director, and Ms. Clarissa Smith, who is the chief financial officer. And we're talking about not only their first annual breast cancer awareness gala, but during the break, we were talking about you guys have been really a mainstay in the communities that you have served for years, but you really want people to know, Dr. Walker and Clarissa, that there's a newness, a freshness that is happening with outpatient medical centers. So all of the people that have had experiences in the past, it is literally a new day. Let's talk about that. Dr. Walker, start with you in talking about the newness.
Well, one, when you come in, you'll see new faces.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great new staff, myself included. I've been with the organization for about 6 weeks now.
But no pun intended on that, because Dr. Walker has been our primary care physician for years until she moved on to bigger, better, greater things. But I can say personally that, Doc, you're one of the best doctors.
Oh, thanks.
That, and it's hard to find a great primary care doctor that you love and that you connect with. And so I think you're a huge asset to Outpatient Medical Center. So for those people that are served by Outpatient Medical Center, if you're looking for a great primary care doctor, Dr. Walker is right on point. And she's smart.
Very.
Very smart. Very. And so anyway, go ahead. I just wanted to throw that in, because a lot of times people are saying, well, who can I go to? And you never know. But when you find a doctor, and don't you hate it when your doctor leaves, even though she's moving on to bigger, better, and greater? Well, then you're forced to find a new doc. But right now she is working at the primary care, the outpatient medical center. And so, Doc, talk about all of the new things that are happening.
So, and along with myself, we have two other providers.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Linda Roberts, she's been with the facility for a few years, several years actually. And we have a new nurse practitioner, Ms. Brittany Procell.
So okay.
We're very excited to have them. Thus, decreasing wait times. We can get patients in sooner.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Outpatient Medical Center is dear to me. I'm actually from Natchitoches.
Absolutely.
So it's always been one of my goals to get back, mm-hmm. to serve the community that helped to get me where I am.
Absolutely. And how amazing is that for you after all the years and moving from one place to the other, that now you're back at home, the community that helped to raise you, you're now helping to serve and care for them.
It is an awesome feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Seeing some old teachers.
Wow.
Friends.
Now that can be kind of daunting when you got to take care of your old teachers,
right,
and your old friends. But who better than somebody that you know? And I got to give a shout out to our girl, Dr. Sharia Rachel, who is the dental director, yes, at Outpatient Medical Center. It's just amazing, and how much I love having women take care of our,
yes,
communities. So I mean, kudos for that. But one of the things that none of us really likes is going into any healthcare facility and having to wait. And that's one of the things that you all recognized, Clarissa and Dr. Joanne, and you said, you know what, we're going to do something about it. How has that changed?
Well, like Dr. Walker was previously saying, that we've really pinpointed our problems, mm-hmm. kind of focused on the bottleneck of the problem, and just targeted those areas that we needed to correct. Like she said, wait time. We increased our workforce. We've educated our front desk staff on things that they can do to alleviate the wait time. Mm-hmm. Also, we've going to go into a PCMH, which is like a medical home feel, where the patient gets affiliated with one set team when they come mm-hmm. in. They're familiar with who they're going to see, who's going to be taking care of them, from the front desk to the nurse to the doctor. So that gives them a sense of a home feel, and that mm-hmm. alleviates their time also, because the doctor knows when that patient come in what kind of needs need to be met,
right.
And what things that need to happen. So we've done a whole lot of discussing
right.
what needs to happen to just give them a better experience when they come in. Like she said, we have a lot of new faces, a lot of new smiles at our patient medical center, and just give people a better feel of what we can do. Like she said, we have a lot of programs that we have now. We have behavioral health, we have dental, we have medical, and we also have outreach and enrollment. As we know, October 1st was the open enrollment date for the new Medicaid expansion, and also for the new marketplace for the ACA, which is the Affordable Care Act. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. And we have staff at OMC. So if anybody wants to come in or call, the number is 318-352-9299, and they can set up an appointment, because we have staff there specifically for that purpose, to sign anyone up who is eligible for the marketplace or for Medicaid.
Absolutely. And this is a great opportunity. And I love what you guys said. You know, what we're doing is really looking at the past, learning from that, and then creating newness and efficiency
and, you know,
for the communities. Go ahead, Dr. Walker.
Carlette, with this new model that we're moving to, you know, there's an atmosphere when you hear the term clinic versus mm-hmm. office.
Mm.
And
I wonder why. It's just that connotation.
It's just that connotation. Mm-hmm. So by creating a team
mm-hmm.
that each patient will be assigned to, again, like Clarissa said, from their provider,
mm-hmm.
their nurse, they will be able to identify. And we want them to have that experience that they're coming to an office. It's not a clinic.
Absolutely.
You know, we want to focus on our patients and mm-hmm. meet all of their needs. And we're really excited, as Clarissa mentioned earlier, to have our behavioral health department.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're focusing here on the entire patient,
mm-hmm.
not just the biological, the medical, but the psychosocial
total.
As well. Mm-hmm.
And the total patient.
Person.
And I love what Clarissa said, come see our smiles. And both, and Tamara, you'll be happy to know that both of your ladies, when they walked in with the biggest, bestest smiles. And I'm going to tell you, for people who are apprehensive about going into a doctor's office, a smile is a difference maker.
Exactly.
It just is.
You know, Carlette, I've been in private practice, as you mm-hmm. guys know, but I've always said the front desk.
That's
is
right.
So important. That's mm-hmm. our face.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And again, we have just a great new staff in, including our front desk personnel. Great smile, great personality.
And that's what we love to hear. And so tell people where the clinics are and how they can connect with each clinic, Clarissa.
Okay, we have three clinics. We have one in Natchitoches, Louisiana at 1640 Brazil Springs Street.
Mm-hmm.
You can reach them at 318-352-9299. We have another clinic in Leesville at 1603 B Boone Street. And you can reach them at 1-800-769-6969.
You got those numbers memorized. She's looking for it up there in her head. Hey, let's get a quick break on that. But when we come back, we're going to give you all of those numbers, and we're going to tell you about the first annual Breast Cancer Awareness Gala. Not only is it going to be fabulous, it's also going to be free. You got to stay on point for it. We're back right after this.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally.
My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. You know, when you love what you do, the morning just goes by so quickly. It's 8:50 Central Standard, 9:50 Eastern, and this morning we're joined by Clarissa Smith, who is the Chief Financial Officer for Outpatient Medical Center. We're also joined by the Medical Director, Dr. Joanne Walker. And ladies, we have talked about everything, but I'm super excited, and we were super excited when we got the information that you guys are doing your very first annual Breast Cancer Awareness Gala, and it is happening on October the 18th, which is a Friday evening, at 7 o'clock. And so, Clarissa, we were kind of alluded to it earlier. You guys decided to do this. Why?
Well, as a group and as a team at Outpatient Medical Center, we are predominantly women. So we got together and we really wanted to show our support to those who have fought or is fighting. Mm-hmm. And our theme for the night is honoring our gentle warriors. And they are our gentle warriors.
Honoring our gentle warriors.
Yes, ma'am. So we just want to honor those who are fighting or have fought. We're encouraging family members to come out and represent mm-hmm. the ones that they may have lost in during the fight. But us as a group, we just wanted to get together and do something that would affect our community, that will get us out there and show our community that we are here for you. Mm-hmm. We want to give you as much information that we can, and we just wanted to show our love for our community, because like I told you before, you have to love what you do. Mm-hmm. And in this business and working with the communities that we have the honor of working with, we have to love what we do, and we do. So we are going to do this for the public. Like you said before, it is free to mm-hmm. the public. We're going to have food. We're going to have
music.
But
it ain't going to just be no. This is not going to be no any old event.
No, ma'am.
Outpatient Medical Center is doing it big for y'all.
We are. It is a semi-formal event. Mm-hmm. We're encouraging our ladies to wear their little black dresses and their pink heels. So we want to do it.
I love it.
Yes.
Little black dresses.
Little black.
Pink
every
heels.
Woman loves their little black dress. So mm-hmm. we're encouraging all our ladies to dress out and dress up and look good. Like I said before, it is semi-formal.
Uh-huh. Let's just kind of break down what that means. That means a little black dress will really take you anywhere.
Yes,
it will
course.
Really take you anywhere. And so it's going to be a great event. You guys are going to have food. You're going to have music. You're going to have information. And what else?
We're going to have information. We're going to have door prizes. We have been privileged to work with the chapter of the American Cancer Society in mm-hmm. Natchitoches. They're going to be out there giving away goodies and information about breast cancer awareness. We also have a couple of the sororities in Natchitoches that's going to come out and help us, the AKAs, the Delta. So shout out mm-hmm. to them for
Absolutely.
All their support. So we're just going to come out and have a good time. It is free, but we are going to give everyone an opportunity to donate because we do want to give some proceeds to an organization. So we're going to give everybody a chance to donate, and all the proceeds that we collect, 100% is going to go to the American Cancer Society to help them with their efforts, because I know that this is Breast Cancer Month, but the American Cancer Society does a lot of work with every cancer mm-hmm. around the board, and they do a great job, and they really supports our outpatient medical center, so we want to show our support back to them.
Wow, it doesn't get any better than that. And so it is going to be at the Martin Luther King Recreational Center in Natchitoches.
Yes, ma'am.
It's going to be starting at 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It is free and open to the public. And so if people are looking just for something to do, any opportunity to just kind of get a little bit dressed up, go in and fellowship, go in and have a great time, and just really see what Outpatient Medical Center is doing to give back to the community. And that, isn't that what it's really all about, Dr. Walker?
Yes, it is.
And so, Doc, we're going to give you the last words. What are your thoughts on the event and why people need to come out?
Again, Carlette, this is all about breast health awareness.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage every woman to get screened. We get familiar with your body.
Well, and talking about screening, you guys have screening available at the centers as well, don't you?
Well, we can arrange for screening. We have collaborative agreements with other facilities. Certainly with the Komen grants,
there
are free mammograms available.
Wow. Absolutely.
Yes.
And so people can connect with you guys in Natchitoches. If you're needing a free mammogram, you can go to outpatient medical centers. They'll tell you how you can connect with a group there where you can get your mammogram done absolutely free.
And I wanted to input, Ms. Carlette, the American Cancer Society is having a breast cancer event on the riverbank in Natchitoches on October the 12th at 1 o'clock, and they also going to be helping uninsured women sign up for free mammograms also down there. So if you need any help on that, they'll be there to assist you with that.
Absolutely. Doc, what you got? You good?
I'm good, Carlette.
All right, listen, let me just remind everybody, because we just got this in from, speaking of the Cancer Association, they're asking that people will join in on October 5th at Cheatham Park between 10 a.m. and 1 for a three-hour fun-filled event targeting women between the ages of 35 and 65. And during the event, they're going to help those who do not have insurance, those who are uninsured, access free screenings. They're going to be having Zumba. It's going to be food. It's going to be fun, music, plenty of free giveaways. And for more information, you can phone 318-308-9678. And, you know, before we've got to go, I just want to say, first of all, I want to thank you guys for reaching out, and thank you for joining us this morning. We hope you had lots of fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We want to just say that no matter where you are and what your organization is doing, our main concern is to make sure that the people that need to have mammograms get them, that we, Dr. Walker, somehow through our voice and this medium, help women to get past the fear, get past the uncertainty, get past the unknowing. And first of all, get your mammogram. There are people out there that are here to help you. And when we get diagnosed early, we live.
Yes.
We strive. We thrive. We tell our stories. We give our testimonies, if you will, for the next person. And that's what it's really about. And so for all of those people in Natchitoches and surrounding areas, this is the first annual. And I personally am going to ask you to do this. We're going to ask you to go out, and we're going to ask you to get big. But get big for your community. Get big for yourself. Get big for those people that have fought the fight and went home to be with the Lord. Get big for those people that are fighting right now. Get big for the 1 in 8 that haven't been diagnosed but will be. See, this is how we get big. It's not always about giving money. It's about giving yourself. It is about giving money, DC says. He reminds me because he knows I'd give everything away free. But, you know, the money is the byproduct of how we get the screenings, how we get the help, how we help to pay for those people that don't have the opportunities. And it's going to get better, and we know that it is. So Natchitoches and surrounding areas, it's happening, the first annual Breast Cancer Awareness Gala, October 18th. It's a Friday night, 7 o'clock. It's semi-formal. Ladies, all you need is your best black dress, your pink heels, and you're going to be on point.
Yes.
So they are going to be looking for you with all their newness. Go out and see what's happening. See what the wonderful women at Outpatient Medical Center are doing. I want to thank Clarissa Smith, the CFO, Tamara Johnson, the CEO. Thank you for all the work that you're doing. Dr. Joanne Walker, who is the medical director, thank you. And Doris Kaczynski, who couldn't join us as well, thank you. She is the LCSW. And thank all of you for spending what we consider to be the very, very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. You know why we do it. You already know. It's because we love you. But guess what? God loves you more than that. You got to love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see. Because remember, it starts with you and it starts with me. Hey, everybody, it's Wind Down Wednesday for young David Christmas, for Carlette Christmas, for Big D. Hey, everybody, God willing, we'll see you right back here on Thursday. Have a great day.